Chris, you came close last season to win the Aberdeenshire League. I think you lost it with two games to spare, but results elsewhere from Fermartin drawing means that you've clinched the league on your own patch with an impressive win.
We certainly did. We did it in good style. The boys kept playing to the last minute. Most respect to them.
I think it's a good core of players that have played together through most of the season too.
That is the key. We kept the same boys with one or two first team players added when needed or when available, but in all, the core was actually a proper under-20s team, which is even more satisfying knowing the fact that other teams play first-team players much more regularly than we do. So it's very, very satisfying that, as I say, 3 17-year-olds in the team regularly, a couple 18-year-olds, can't ask for more.
Stuart and Andreas got themselves amongst the goals again, but they seem to have had a decent partnership at this level.
Yes, very good. Once we started playing them together, they did sort of learn off each other and instinctively seem to know where the ball needed to go, and as you say, they've scored a lot of goals between them since they've paired up.
I think a special mention has to go to Stuart Grant. He's played a number of them in goals and kept a number of shootouts.
Yeah, I think the last three games, clean sheets all the way through against very good teams, which is very, very pleasing, and as you say, that also helps with the back four almost being the same right the way through. No overagers in there. Very, very good.
And it shows that there is that gap between youth development and the Highland League, and you've shown what can be done to fill it.
Absolutely, I do feel that some of the players out there can fill it. It is up to them. What we're about is what I put to coaches when I'm asking for players, is it's once they get in the door, it's completely up to them. And some of the boys in the dressing room have took their chance and they're on the first team sheet.